Those are our final stats. Head coach Tom Cerruturi, ready to join us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, you expected a tight game tonight, and was there any easy ice tonight?
No, but I'll tell you, I was proud of our guys. And Schultze, our guys did everything we asked out of them out of the week, during the week. And I just thought we played a really good 60-minute game. And we could have scored more goals. We had, I thought we possessed the puck well. I thought we did a very good job being patient on our forecheck and taking their breakout away like we talked about earlier. And I was just really proud of our guys. I thought our execution, I thought our execution with our F3, like we talked about, our reloading was good. And and then we had, Bitz made a couple big saves. That one in the second was it was a big time save. And but we played pretty darn good. I was really proud of the guys.
Seemed like you just couldn't find or couldn't buy a second chance. The Lakers did a really good job of blocking shots in particular, but not a whole lot of rebound opportunity.
No, you're right, Biss, there wasn't. And we still got to get our nose dirty a little more, guys. But conversely, I mean, they have something to say about that, too. And they are, they got a big, strong core. But we got to get our probably nose a little dirtier. But, again, it's easier said than done when there's a lot of congestion in the zone, and it's not easy. And you know what? They didn't get a lot of second chances either.
That's
right.
They did not.
I don't know what the shots were after a 60, but I think you're like 32-15, weren't they?
Yep.
At the end of the day, we give up 15 shots. I can't ask any more out of our guys than that. We pumped in 32. So, it was just a pretty darn good game, guys. And I had pretty entertaining hockey, and that the first time our fans got to see, not the whole 5-on-5, 3-on-3 because of the penalty, but it was kind of, people were standing up, and that's what it's about.
How much did that throw off your tentative planning for 3-on-3 when all of a sudden you're 4-on-4 for as long as you guys were after the penalty ended?
I haven't played enough of it to let it bother me and even think about it, Schultze. I was excited just to have a 4-on-3 for, I don't know, what was it, 40 seconds or something like that.
47, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take that, and it was a good hockey game, and that was a big extra point for us as well.
Just not a lot of open ice. I mean, the 4-on-4 in the second period seemed that was the most open ice, and that was for a brief moment in time. I mean, both teams, I think, played exceptionally well defensively.
Well, exactly, and it's that time of year. I mean, we played 18 games already. We're on 19 and 20, and this is what it's going to be like the second half, and everybody knows how to play now. Everybody knows how to play. Everything's in place and things are a little tighter. People are looking at the standings a lot right now. And you say you don't, but you do. It's that time of the year. It's the equivalent. This is now the equivalent of the National Hockey League in March, February, March.
And they're all looking up at you, Tom. That's what the position you want to be in, right?
Let's not talk about that. Don't jinx anything here. Yes.
Hey, oddly enough, you quote-unquote win the game tonight, and you lose a point in the standings because Tech wins.
But yeah, but that's, again,
is what it is.
That's the way. You know what? Okay, if they win and we tie like last year, then we get 1 point, they get 2 points.
Yep.
Same scenario, guys. So
see you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show tonight.